हे ड्यूटी वस्तु ये फरागानु का मार्ग एंड टू टेस्ट थ्री डिजायर्स ऑफ कृष्णा सो ऑल बिकेम सिवियर आई थॉट दैट दे आर नॉट रेट चैतन्य चैतन्य एंड द पर्पस ऑफ स्वामी दैट इज राइट दे आर upset. At that time they did not call me or anyone. But later on I knew that they are protesting this thing. But if they will read Chaitanya Charitamrita, third and fourth chapter of Adi Lila, it has been clearly written so many times. The name is Yuga Dharma. Of Kali is Yuga Dharma of Kali is Naam Prem. Naam. But in ordinary Kali Yuga material ka both. Both. Apple. So Krishna has come to test this. Not to give this one. स्वभक्ति यस रूप गोस्वामी इज मोस्ट रूप मंजन इज मोस्ट टू सर्व बोथ यस कम टू एंड इट विल बी अचीव्ड ओनली बाई रागानुगा मार्ग राग मार्ग टू फॉलो चैतन्य महापुरुष है स्पेशली कम फॉर टू थिंग राग मार्ग to be given, to be preached, and three modes of Srimati Radhika should be tested. Anyone without Krishna, anyone cannot give this thing, both things. Prem cannot be given by anyone, even Ram, even Dwarkadhish. So Krishna has to come. In the shape of Chaitanya. And this is called Rag Marga. So we are in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We'll have to adopt this thing. Easily we can have a very thick greed to have this. And if you are not having this thing, then you should think that we are not in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only Vaidhi Bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come for this Vaidhi Bhakti. But he has told only that wait a little in Vaidhi Bhakti, like Vaidhi Bhakti. Our gurus and acharyas in our line, they certainly order they will come. And they will teach you an explanation of Chaitanya Charitamrita and the books of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. They will read and think easily. Chaitanya Charitamrita Kuthare. Try to have a book of Swami.
Yes, I have it. She has it.
Who?
Vrindavan.
तुम्हें तो बात कर दिया
The question is, you're saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he really came to taste the three desires of Krishna. What Krishna desired, he was unfulfilled in Golok Vrindavan, he couldn't taste that. And also to propagate Rag Marg. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, as far as I can remember, to taste these feelings of Radhika was primary, and
yes,
to preach Rag Marg is secondary.
It may be secondary, but anyone cannot give except Krishna. So he has come also to give Rag Marg.
So my question...
And this Rag Marg has not given within one day of Brahma. So he has come also.
My question is that... it seems that Krishna, he could have, by his own achintya shakti, he could have tasted those bhavas of Srimati Radhika in Golok Vrindavan, but to propagate Ragmarg to the jeeves, that could not be done in Golok Vrindavan. So really, the main purpose is to propagate Ragmarg.
No. He could think like this. He was testing the three moods in Gambhira Lila in Jagannath Puri. Raghamanand and Sant Damodar were there. They were telling to others, like Raghunath Das Goswami and all others, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was being like this. So, hearing all this, anyone can have a greed for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was being there. And this will add to
the desire for Raghunath.
Raghunath. How to test, how to follow. He was doing all these things himself, and anyone can do like this. For this, how to chant, how to remember, how he was remembering that I am Radhika. I am only Radhika. I am waiting if Krishna has gone to Dwarka. And Mathura, he was so waiting. Lalita told that, why you are waiting? Raramananda. Sarva Damodar told that, why you are waiting? Krishna is in your heart. Oh, Krishna is here? Get here.
No.
At once I will see Krishna and meet. But they put their hands. Why we told this? So a sadhak of Rag Marga should think that I am the maid servant Palladasi of Srimati Radhika. Always in that. What doing? Chanting and remembering, but also thinking that I am giving better light. I am helping Srimati Radhika to meet Krishna. I am doing this. I am doing this. I am a gopi of Barsana Gaon. I have been married there. So having all this, I am deeply absorbed in that. I am this body, physical body. My name is Charus or any name. Doing by this, when you leave this body, like Bharat Maharaj, Krishna manage a body like that. And then easily it will be done. And we will reach to our goal. A Bharat Maharaj, in one birth, thinking dear and dear when he was dying, next birth he became dear. How he became dear? But totally absorbing that. Oh, where that dear? Where is that dear? My son, dear. If a person, it has been written in Gita, that if a man, at the time of death, if he will remember anything, at once he will have to take in next birth this and say, and the mood will be like that. If anyone is dying, and he saw a serpent, and he used to think that, oh, serpent, and he'll be very furious and dangerous. So this would be calm and quiet at the time of day. smallly making him hear Hare Krishna, 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 Radhe, Radhe, like this. And we should make an involvement that he should think about Krishna, nothing else. Father, mother, son, daughter. And then he can easily have that. This is impression. So in India, in Vedic culture and Bhartiya, Indian culture, all try to do this. They take that person who is going to die, they will take him in a place where cow dung, cow dung.
Cow dung.
They will take on a asan of Kush. Kush, you know?
Kushasan.
Very pure Kushasan. These are not so pure. They cannot be. But Kushasan has some special quality. This Tulsi has a special quality. Tulsi leaves has a special quality. Jamdut cannot come. He cannot come. So, generally who are devotees are not, but Indian culture is that. Every person. Whether they are Gnostic, but they have some faith in God, in Krishna, in Gita, in Tulasi. So they used to take that person who is going to die on a bed of Kushasana. And under that, cow dung has been given. So pure. And they will tell Krishna, Krishna. Giving nothing, only some drop of Tulsi and Ganga. Ganga is actually so powerful. And if it mixes with Tulsi, double power. A medicine cannot do this, that. Body is to die, it will die. You will have to give this body. But with Tulsi, with Gangajal, on Kushasan, taking and remembering the name of Krishna and Krishna, he will never have fallen down in this world. He will never come in the arms of. But if he wants that I should come, and I will be in Vrindavan, and I will have to adopt the method and process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he will come. And then his all the moods will be but matured. Then easily he will give up his body and go to the Prakat Braj, or Prakat Gaur Leela. Understand? And what is lacking there, everything will be completed and he will enter in the realm of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Radha. First he will have to come to association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Parikash and his leader. And then he will have to go enter in the realm of this was the mode of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why he descended here to give this thing, rag, marg, bhakti, because he is so merciful, causeless merciful. And he was a rashi, so he was testing all these things, and by these sprinkles of that testing came, and automatically one can have, they can realize this rag-marg.
If you like, I can read what Prabhupada says about
everything. I have no chasma.
I have. I can,
you have,
I
but what do you want to read?
What you wanted us to read, what you said yesterday
some,
to confirm it.
I wanted to show you something. We both there have. It is not. You should bring that by showcase. will have to live here or anywhere else.
Maharaj,
तो हमारा वो सूटकेस तो ला दिया जाए जिसको नमन जी कह रहे हैं श्रीमती राधिका रानी हिंद हर साल.
You just said that first one has to enter into Chaitanya Lila and then Krishna Lila. Is that two separate births?
Yes. At a time it may be. Here and there all.
Can we take that in this life we have to be absorbed in Gauranga Lila before we can understand Vraja Lila? Is that right?
You'll have to go. First to Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Goswami Thakur Swami. And then so many births will go. Then we'll have Nishtha, then Ruchi. It may take hundreds of births. And after that you can go in Asakti, it can also take so many. And if you are quite absorbed, and a special mercy of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or
Guru
and Vaishnava, a special mercy, then you can have Ruchi or Asakti. And after that, it depends on our, yeah.
Greed.
Efforts.
Efforts and Krishna mercy. Both. If you are doing it or so much abhyas, it will not come. And Krishna's mercy is there. But both when they will meet, then without the special mercy of Krishna or his associates, we cannot have this Raganga. And lakhs births. कृष्ण भक्ति रसभाविता मति क्रियतां कुतोपि यदि लभ्यते तत्र लौल्यमपि मूल्यमेकलं जन्म कोटि सुकृतं. So try to know this, the meaning of this slow. Dharma, what is Yugadharma? Yugadharma means? What is Yugadharma? युगधर्म प्रवर्तन है अंश है थे. युगधर्म इज नाम संकीर्तन. युगधर्म नाम संकीर्तन इन आदि लीला थर्ड परिच्छेद 19th पयार. ओ यू हैव ओनली फोर. It has written here, Yugadharma Pravartamu Nam Sankirtan. Yugadharma is Nam Sankirtan. Kintu Yugadharma Pravartan Haite Ansa Haite. Yugadharma is given only by whom? Ansa. Who is Ansa? Abhisacharya. So for this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come. This is outwardly. प्रेम नाम प्रचारित यही अवतार फिफ्थ प्यार. व्हाट इज
प्रचारित यही अवतार?
हाँ सत्य यही हेतु किंतु यह बहिरंग आफ्टर दैट
और एक हेतु सुना आचय अंतरंग.
Satya yai hetu.
Before
this. After that, prem nams pracharite yai avatar.
After that.
Fifth. And after this. Satya yai hetu.
Satya yai hetu kintu eho bahiranga.
Ar ek hetu suna acharam. Any purport or any meaning?
Yes.
Of fifth and sixth.
I have given the essential meaning of the fourth verse. This incarnation descends to propagate the chanting of the holy name and spread love of God. Although this is true,
it is true.
is but the external reason for the Lord's incarnation.
External
reason. For the Lord's.
What is the meaning of external reason?
Swamiji.
So I told there that Swamiji has not come to the for this external. But he did. He did. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did also. But really he has come for Antaranga. No? Antaranga he has come. So Nam Prem Nam Pracharite, this is Bahiranga. Understand? So I told and they became upset. So upset. Oh, he's in not line, he is in another line. Then, after that?
Please hear one other reason, the confidential reason for the Lord's appearance. Purport. In the third chapter, fourth verse, it has been clearly said that Lord Chaitanya appeared to distribute love of Krishna and the chanting of his transcendental holy name, Hare Krishna. That was the secondary reason.
Yes, this is the also secondary reason. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has did. Rupa Goswami has did also. But it was externally.
The real reason is different, as we shall see in this chapter. The first purpose was to relish the position of Srimati Radharani, who is the prime reciprocator of transcendental love of Krishna.
Yes.
Lord Krishna is the reservoir of transcendental loving transactions with Srimati Radharani. The subject of those loving transactions is the Lord Himself, and Radharani is the object. Thus the subject, the Lord, wanted to relish the loving mellow in the position of the object, Radharani. The second reason for his appearance was to understand the transcendental mellow of himself, Lord Krishna, is all sweetness. Radharani's attraction for Krishna is sublime, and to experience that attraction and understand the transcendental sweetness of himself, he accepted the mentality of Radharani. The third reason that Lord Chaitanya appeared was to enjoy the bliss tasted by Radharani. The Lord thought that undoubtedly Radharani enjoyed his company and he enjoyed the company of Radharani. But the exchange of transcendental mellow between the spiritual couple was more pleasing to Srimati Radharani than to Krishna. She felt more transcendental pleasure in his company than he could understand without taking her position. But for Sri Krishna to enjoy in the position of Srimati Radharani was impossible, because that position was completely foreign to him. Krishna is the transcendental male and Radharani is the transcendental female. Therefore, to know the transcendental pleasure of loving Krishna, Lord Krishna himself appeared as Lord Chaitanya, accepting the emotions and bodily luster of Srimati Radharani.
Completed.
So Lord Chaitanya appeared to fulfill these confidential desires and also to preach the special significance of chanting Hare Krishna and to answer the call of Advaita Acharya, but these were secondary reasons.
Yes. Whether we are qualified or not, but the fact, what is the fact behind this? We should know. At least we should. If a man is have a creed for Raganga Marga, he should not give up all the practices of Vaidhya. Sadhana is same. Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. In Vaidhya Bhakti also and in Raganuga, both, Samadha and Kirtan, or five. What are the five? Sadhu Sangha Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sraman, Mathura Vasi Mutti Sadhya. We'll have to adopt the Sadhu Sangha. More qualified than us. If both are in same category, you cannot develop. So, we should try to have the association of and in learned, but not only learned, Rasik and Bhavuk, and he knows every kinds of tattva, Jiva tattva, Krishna tattva, everything. And he is so learned person in Srimad Bhagavatam. And he has learn everything from his Gurudev or Vaishnava. And you will have to chant Harinam. But Kanishta Vaishnava name and Uttam Bhagavat names are not same. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he takes. Hare Krishna and age becomes fans. Srimati Radhika hears once Krishna and he becomes fans. But we can. A tear, a drop of tear will not come. So both are not. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted Hare Krishna, are doing Kling Krishnaya, he is seeing a very beautiful Shyam Kishore. At once comes. And she runs, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu runs after him to catch her. And doing so and so, he vanishes in the Vrindavan Dham. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, rolling down on the earth, and where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? But we have known nothing. A drop of this judgment comes. So, Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sraman, we'll have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. What is Srimad Bhagavatam? Only first canto and second canto is not Srimad Bhagavatam. It is also Srimad Bhagavatam. But real Bhagavat, the heart of the Bhagavat, is 10th canto. We'll have to go through that. And we cannot taste if the Tika Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, if there is no Tika of Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Vallabhacharya, you know, Vallabhacharya, Rahi Tika, Rasik Vaishnava, Siddhar Swami, all has honored Siddhar Swami, especially we follow Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. In this Tika, Jiva Goswami, and Sanatana Goswami and the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. So we follow the Vishwanath. Bhagavat Sraman, if you have to read Bhagavat and to hear Bhagavat, then we should go to the Vaishnava who is following all these things. And if one has come from Vrindavan to make wealth, we should not hear that. Mathurabhas. Mathurabhas means Vrindavanvas, Mathurabhas, Navadvipvas, there, Purivas, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, in Gambhira. And worshipping of Radha and Krishna deities. But in four things, five things, Sadhu Sangha is common to all. If you are chanting Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, then you will have to follow and will be in the Sadhu Sangha. If you want to be in Vrindavan, you can live in Vrindavan, but with Sadhu Sangha. If you are in Mathura or anywhere, you will be in Sadhu Sangha. If you are Varsakim, then in the guidance of any Vaishnava. But Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra. Without Sadhu Sangha, nothing is there. If Sadhu Sangha is not there, then our chanting will also be like a karma. and we will have salvation like Sai Jain and all other things. So many Mayavadis, they take Harinam, chant Harinam. And by that Harinam, and by worshipping Krishna also, so many Mayavadis in Vrindavan, they worship. And they get salvation. Not Krishna prem, not Vrindavan. So we should, anywhere we will be, we should have to honor bona fide Vaishnavas and who are Rashik. And if you are not following, we will not have this prem of Raja, Krishna prem of Raja. So we should try to read all these things very deeply. When we'll read Srimad Bhagavatam, we should go very deeply and try to follow each verse and the mood of that verse. Also, all the words have so many meanings, outwardly, middle and inner, all words. Not only three, but it may be that 10, 20. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took one word and he explained in 69 or 64. The meaning of one word, each word in that Atma Ramasya Munayo Nirganthapi Urupa, it explained in 64 days. And he can do more. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained the first sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. How many? In 1 month. It may take 1 year to explain. Every Srimad Bhagavatam whole will come in one sloka. Daily I will take 2-3 prayers because I will have to repay you all because giving up your homes and everything, you are with me. So if I am not giving anything, then I will be asusarjya, ungrateful. ये लोग हमारे साथ में हॉलैंड और इंग्लैंड में चारों तरफ घूमता रहा, चारों तरफ कभी भोजन मिलता है नहीं तो नहीं मिलता, कभी खिचड़ी, खिचड़ी जानते हैं, और वो भी आधा सिद्ध, पूरा सिद्ध नहीं, वो भी लेकर के कोई कष्ट नहीं, बड़े कष्ट से हमारे साथ में घूमते हैं। And with affection and love. No? On Ekadashi Tithi, if we chant, a special mercy will come. In Ekadashi ke din mein, kuch achhi tarah se dinga. The day of Ekadashi. Today is not Ekadashi, but Dwadashi. But Ekadashi is joined in Dwadashi. So it has become Mahadwadashi. King Ambarish, at that time, when Durvasa came, and he was following this Mahadwadashi. When mixed with Ekadashi, then his power so much. So, Ekadashi, try to take very little fruits, eat without fruits, without water, very good. Those who are some, they should not take anything, water, and those who are very lean and thin, like you. Why you are laughing?
Because you are laughing.
But I know that those who are lean and thin, they can do, like she can do. And you can ask her, perhaps she will not take butter, she will not take any fruit, and no problem at all. But for the persons, they are so bad, they cannot live without water at all. But anyhow, you should not disturb your mind and heart. If it is necessary, you can take some water, you can take sugar, you can take any milk or juice or anything. But don't take corn. Wheat, made up of wheat or rice, is it. Because at that day, so many sins are in corns. If you take corn, grain, then it will be very dangerous. We don't know this fact, but we should know that in seed, have you seen seed? Webs are coming? No? We even see that from Ekadasi to full moon, or full
Ekadasi to dark moon.
Gradually the webs will be high.
Where
there is water, the effect of moon will be there. Everywhere. So in our body we have some water, like a rasa. And Chandra, moon has some effect on that. So if disease, it will grow out. It will develop. Especially anyone dies within this full Ekadasi and full moon, or Ekadasi in a dark moon. Especially. So we should try to check this by Ekadasi. Also there is a reason. Why government has allowed to give one day rest or one day and a half day? One and a half day rest in 1 week. Why everywhere in world to rest for this world? So our stomach there are so many insects. Na kya cheez hai? Kide.
Microorganisms help in digesting.
Yes.
Bacteria and all that.
Bacteria. They must be given a rest. Otherwise we will be filthy. So we should follow all these things. And especially for those who want to rise in bhakti and kya rakit bhav mein, un logon ko, for them also it is so. It will help. Krishna will see, oh, my old boys are not taking anything, so I must give him. Because any boy is whipping any child, if she will begin to cry and weep, her mother and parents will see that, what should I give him, that she will be sad. So if at that day we will not take in anything, then Krishna will think, he's not taking anything for me, so I should give him mercifully that. So he gives something, many things, and even bhakti he gives. So we should try to follow Ekadasi surely. Not take so much thing, so much juice, so much, very little. Only to keep our mind and body smooth.
In the grains on that day.
Huh?
How is it that the sins?
Krishna achinta shakti. Atyanta Shakti of Krishna. He has made all these things in so many. There is some rush in that grain. And moon has some effect on that, and that is why Krishna has told that don't take. And give rest to the stomach, to work for other days. So, you can.
Will you come to that? Now you can catch something. No? And anyone will explain. Try to go. And if nothing is, you are understanding, but the sound, Shabda Brahma is going there and it will work. It will have so much effect. If Guru and Vaishnava are not telling it anything, but if you are there, the current from him is coming and it will rectify. No?
Yes.
Just.